Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Have a great visit with our friend Nick Rennie. Nick is Chief Revenue Officer at Sciolytics, S-C-I-O-L-Y-T-I-X.com is the website. Their outstanding sales training program that they have there that will help you get better at selling very quickly. Nick, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great work you guys are doing. We're talking about overcoming call reluctance, getting you inside the door in front of a customer. And, of course, today, Nick, that door could be a Zoom call, right? It could be a two-dimensional door, not a three-dimensional door. And whatever it takes to get you face-to-face, virtually or really, in front of a customer with the right attitude, that's what we're trying to do, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, not only a Zoom call or a telephone call, but sometimes, the point of that you made in your post, sometimes it's just an email, sending something off. And I have to tell you, when I send off an email, I spend a lot of time crafting it. Well, I usually do. I try and spend some time crafting it, making sure that I'm really making the point that I need to make. And it's important to take the time, and sometimes it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to do that. You know, you get writer's block. But you're right. It could be a Zoom call, and that you're calling for or want to schedule somebody to and make. But I have to say, again, going back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, it's really critical that you, as a sales professional, or a business owner who is responsible for selling, your own product or service, you've got to get up in the morning, tell yourself you're ready to take on the world, and then go do it one call at a time.
Well, and one of the things that helped me after a while was to say to myself, I know some things that my prospects don't know. I have solutions my prospects need. And it's not my job to withhold that from them. They need to meet me and know me. Whether they buy from me or not, that's going to be whether they really need it and whether I'm that good. But to start with, it's above my pay grade to withhold this from them. They need to meet me, and they need to find out about my company. If you don't believe that, then you're doomed, aren't you?
You want to know something. That's an outstanding point, and it brings up another point, and that is, you know how sometimes salespeople fall all over themselves to thank somebody for getting on the call or thank them very much for their time. And it's important to be respectful. It absolutely is. But my point is, you as a sales professional have something of value that you're bringing to the table. If you don't, maybe that is one of the reasons that you're reluctant to make the call. But you really have to put yourself, to your point, in the frame of mind of delivering something of value and importance. Do you remember that old fax that people used to send around where, you were trying to make a call to a customer that didn't necessarily want to respond? And the fax was a guy, a salesperson who is trying to get the attention of a colonel, and the colonel is in the middle of a war. And right. The sales guy has a cannon, and they're still, shooting arrows. You remember this?
I've been using that little cartoon for 40 years, more than 45 years, probably.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look, we're bringing something of value to the table.
Yeah.
This is a very important profession. What we do, folks, is really, really important. Jim, I know you know that, and I know that. But it is so critical, and it's so important that we do understand. And I think that's a big issue in this call reluctance topic. We're bringing something that they need to the table.
One of the things, though, that and this is something I've been trying to point out, it's a fairly new phenomenon since we've gone into the digital age, and that is that one of the mistakes I think people make in the beginning that and this adds to their call reluctance on the next call, and that is not finding out where the customer is in their journey of understanding. Because, see, if in the old days, when I was a young pup, the customer knew nothing almost about whatever I was selling. They didn't know what kind of solutions I had. So I had to start with, okay, now, guys, this is a football, right? We're going to play football. Right. This is a football. I had to start there, really. But today, you got to assume that they already know the rules. They may know almost as much about what you sell as you do by now, and you have to find out where they are so you don't waste their time and annoy them.
No, you're absolutely right about that. It's there's some research that says that on average the customer is about 60% through the buying process. At the end of the day, I think that is a topic that has confused people too, Jim. And while they are somewhat through the process and they know what they want, you really have to be able to take the time to do a discovery to understand what they need and mm-hmm. make sure that there's a match.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to point out as we go to a break here, Nick, folks, if you've got call reluctance, and I know how it is. I've been there. I know the feeling. I can appreciate the pain that you're in. But if you have call reluctance, it's probably because of the last call that you did so badly. Get some training, get better at what you do, gain some confidence, and your call reluctance will go away. And we're going to talk about that, how to get some of that in just a minute, some of that good training with Nick Rennie right after the break. It's 10 till. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.